Now, demonstrations have taken place across Ireland following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Crowds gathered at Belfast City Hall this afternoon, hours before a demonstration took place outside the US Embassy in Dublin. So Ireland is demonstrating. Many people have expressed concerns about social distancing at these demonstrations. But it's opened up a conversation about racism in Ireland. How do we talk to our children about this? Chantel Cangoa in Rathdrum spoke to us about her experience of racist behaviour when she was on the programme recently, and she was telling us about when she ran in the local elections last year. And Chantel from Rathdrum is on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Great. Nice to talk to you again. How are you keeping during all this?
Good, good. Isolation is pretty nice with this weather.
Yeah. Are you able to, you know, get out your 5K and whatever?
Oh, yeah, of course. 5K for exercise and that kind of stuff. And, yeah, just staying around home. It's great. Not great circumstances, but it is nice to have the time off.
Indeed. How are you, you know, you're following events, obviously, in the United States. How are you viewing them? You know, what's your take from them?
So, to begin, the whole incident with George Floyd, that's so uncalled for. I think the fact that he was pleading for his life and his family come from a policing background, to do that to any human, regardless of their race, gender, creed or colour, is just so uncalled for. I do not condone violence in any way whatsoever. Peaceful protesting, absolutely. What Donald Trump done yesterday, clearing the streets of peaceful protesters in order for him to take a walk to a church, it's not saying much about him or what he's doing with his country. He's supposed to be there to unite rather than divide. We're going back to...
Yes.
We're going back... History is repeating itself, when he stated that guns will meet guns with guns. That's not the position a president should take.
You haven't been immune from comments online yourself.
No. But, online or in person, unfortunately. The list is rather long. I mean, I've been forced to get off a bus in Dublin because I was being racially harassed on the bus by two boys, and I don't mean this incorrectly or anything like that, but I was the only black passenger on the bus, and the bus driver pulled the bus over in the absolute lashing rain. I was in school at the time, and I had to walk from Ballynobbin to Dunleary because of the colour of my skin and because somebody else, other people were calling me names.
And you were pretty young, because you told us before about your attending school in Dunleary and the convent. So, I mean, you know, you've been here, you know, going to school, and why shouldn't you just go to school, you know?
Exactly.
And was there no sort of feeling of other people saying, well, hold on a second, or do people just accept that these two were just abusing you?
Yeah, unfortunately, at that time, yes. But as I got older, people that I went to school with would actually stand up for me. Not that I needed that, but just not being on your own in a circumstance like that does help, because people tend to back down with their racist comments and all that kind of stuff. But when they see you on your own, unfortunately, having black skin among hundreds of white people is a target. Not completely. And there are so many really, really good people out there, but unfortunately, it's the bad events that you always remember.
What was your first experience of being pointed out as different?
I was actually in primary school. And I was in primary school, and my principal at the time, this school was not in Dunleary, my principal never called me by my name. She never said Chantel. And I always wondered why that was. Now, I never really played with anybody in the playground, because I I didn't know why that was, but I was modelling at the time as well, so I was quite busy. So school, yes, I like going to school, but school wasn't really top of my priority. I was in a hurry to get to Dublin and to get to wear nice clothes. But my principal explained to me that I didn't need to have friends because I was black, and she had had that conversation with my mother already. So I didn't have the right or the entitlement to actually play with the other white children in the school. I was the only black child in the school at the time.
And
people used to call me, sorry Declan, yeah. People used to call me a black bee or the N-word, and unfortunately I just became so used to hearing that at such a young age from some peers and teachers. I've just turned around and say, yes I am. My mum heard me one day turning around and saying, yes, I am, to a black bee. And she asked me, why are you, who called you that? And I showed her. And she said, why did you say, yes, I am? And I explained why I said, yes, I am. And from that day, I really knew I was different. And, I mean, lots of people really liked me because I was different. But those that didn't like me really didn't like me because I was different.
Yeah, can I ask you, do you feel different? How important is your colour to yourself?
It's something that I'm extremely proud of. I mean, I don't have to go out and get tan. People all over the place want to be my colour because I'm mixed race. I'm lighter, really. I get darker. I do get a tan in the sun. I do get darker. But I mean, my colour is something I'm extremely proud of. I'm proud of both my mother and my father's genes. And I mean, not just the colour. People want to have my hair, they want to have my lips, they want to have my skin. But there are also people out there that want to say that. They will use it as a target. And again, unfortunately, the target is the not nice part of being black.
Mm.
The humiliating part of being black.
Some people have said to me in conversations that they want to be able to relate to people's view, and in some way to say, look, you know, somebody is black, brown, green, yellow, whatever the hell they are, they're all the same. Yet they've met, say, black people who say, well, by telling us we're all the same to every colour and treat us all the same, you're actually not recognising that we are black. So have you got a take on that?
Absolutely. I mean, people say that they want to treat us the same. Like, I've grown up with the comment, oh, I don't see you as black, you're white to me. Well, I'm sorry, there's something wrong with your eyes if you see that I'm white to you. Yes, I don't get to walk down the road because we are not all the same. I would prefer if everybody was treated the same, but I don't get to walk down the road drive to Dublin, let's say, or go to my job with the right to be in the building. I've been taking off, I was in work doing my job and I was taken off the premises by immigration and detained because I didn't carry my passport. I had an Irish driving licence, and I mean, until you see me, you don't see my colour. If you're just hearing me?
Yeah. Are you there, Chantelle? Sorry.
Yes, can you hear me?
I thought we lost the line for a second.
Sorry.
So, yeah, you know, at the moment, do you think it's heightened? Do you think, I mean, there's obviously more people from ethnic origins in Ireland, so you would imagine because of that, you know, life gets easier for people who are out of the norm. Like if you live in London, for example, it's just a melting pot of people from all over the world. And Ireland might, to agree, have more people of difference living in it. Do you think things are less or more difficult for you?
In some ways, they can be more difficult, but in other ways, it's unacceptable behaviour now to be a racist. You will be called out on your racism. But on the other side, I do think that at times, in more rural communities, it's okay for the person that's walking by you in a group of lads to call you the N-word or to tell you to bugger off home to your own country. You don't belong here. You know, at times I often joke and say that I'm at times more Irish than the person calling me those names.
It seems to be a standard lexicon for anybody who's different. You know, somebody is gay or something, or somebody is more weight than others or something. There seems to be the standard, you know, insult to get at you.
Yeah, if you're in any way different at all, you are a target. And as you said, if you're fat or if you carry weight, if you're lesbian, gay, I mean, as soon as you come out, you start to receive derogatory and horrible statements towards you. It's just unfortunate. If I stand beside you in a lineup and we don't speak, I will be picked out as the foreigner and the person that doesn't belong here. In some people's minds, it's unfortunate. It's just that my skin is a target. You just get used to it. And I mean, even those words, you just get used to it. That's not acceptable. Not now. Not nowadays. Not at all.
How was it campaigning in the election?
For the most part, it was fantastic. I really do. I mean, it really was fantastic. People commended me for being so young. for being so young and for being black and actually pushing myself out there. But on the same hand, I had a man run after me with his double barrel for hunting. I was on my way down to his front door. I didn't even see him coming out. And it just so happened that I had a friend and my uncle with me at the time. And I was walking down the hill to his door, and he came out of the house with a double barrel gun, shouting, "Get off my property, you effing black bee," the N-word, and I mean everything and anything he could throw at me. I knocked on the door of who I thought was a very young, affluent, very intelligent man. I actually know this man. And he ran me out off his property, which is fine. That's totally fine. And he basically told me to bugger off home to my own effing country with all the rest of the bees and go off on an island and die of AIDS.
Charming. Indeed.
Yes, very nice.
So Chantel, you've grown up with this. So, you know, you've got, and you're Irish and you haven't any children yet, is that right, or do you?
No, I don't have any yet.
Yeah, so when you do, you know, presumably you'd be instilling them the values that you have. How would you like parents, generally with young children now, to actually learn from the parents about situations like you found yourself in?
I think, to start with, you're not born to hate. Hate and racism are learned behaviours. I do think an awful lot of the people that do carry that hate and do have that racism are very uneducated and very just, it's just so unfortunate. But kids are so excited. When you walk into a classroom, let's say, because I do give speeches quite often to young kids, they don't see me as the black girl. They see me as Chantal, a person of interest. If every child in the world could adapt that mentality to judge people on the basis of whether they like their personality, not their skin colour, the world would be so much better. It would be a way nicer place. I have a friend and she has three beautiful children, and they don't look at me in amazement with my skin colour. They look at me in amazement and excitement because I've come to their house. That's heartwarming. That's nice. But I also do think that my generation and the generations above me, they don't carry that hate or that uneducated intellect anymore, and it's very unacceptable for a child in a playground to walk over and wrap their hands around a black child's neck. It will now be stopped by another peer or a teacher or something. It just so happened at the time when I was in school, teachers didn't care. My principal certainly didn't care. And she's a woman I have to pass quite frequently. So, I mean, the world is progressing and people are not tolerating this kind of behaviour really anymore, and it's so heartwarming to see.
Mm-hmm. We were talking to Morgan, the Irish dancer from America, who's black, and she was talking about a lot of racist comments from Ireland that she actually got just because she was Irish dancing as such.
Yeah.
And yet one of the most successful and well-loved sports people in Ireland is Paul McGrath. And of course, people are very proud of Phil Lynott. That sort of thing? But they're okay, you know?
It's like a double standard.
Yeah. Finish on Leo Varadkar. He's tweeted, "Racism is a virus that we've been fighting for millennia. Despite the progress we have made, is no less virulent today and no less dangerous. We need to show solidarity as people of all races and backgrounds around the world come together to stop its spread and defeat it." Are they just words, do you think?
Absolutely not. I mean, Leo Artichoke, like myself, has experienced racism. So he's not just saying it for political gain or to look like, let's say, Donald Trump. His words mean something, and this is non-political. This is coming from a personal standard for me personally. If you've experienced it, you don't say those words lightly. You really do want to change and have an impact.
Chantelle, great to talk to you as always. Look out for yourself.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Chantelle Kagoa there in Rat Drum here in County Wicklow. Our number is 087 77 11 103.